Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. You guys, I am super excited on today, Saturday. What is today's date? Let's see. Today is November the 14th, and it is actually 3 o'clock on the dot. I am actually rolling out my first radio show, which is pretty much the spoken word radio show. So you guys prepare yourself, grab your tea, grab your little snack and just sit down and enjoy. We are actually going to start off our show today with my girlfriend, Rachel Miller. She is going to be reciting, I think, two pieces for you. So, Rachel, you have the floor.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you guys are ready for some good spoken word. I know I am. Well, let's get started. I am actually going to recite two pieces for you, and they will be coming out of my book, Close Your Legs. And I'm going to start with Close Your Legs. Let's do it. Women, when you meet a man, why is it he always wants your flesh, never getting to know you best? Men, when you look at me, our breasts, hips, and butt, all you see? Look a little closer. I want to show you my integrity. I am so sorry if you are so carnally minded. Perhaps your spirit has you blinded. Lay me down and open my legs. Is that the only thing in your head? Well, I've got news for you. I don't want to get in your bed. In fact, I think I'll close my legs instead. This time, instead of listening to my body parts, I'll search deeper within. In addition, listen to my heart. Why should I be your next leg when all I have to do is change my mind, my spirit, and my way? God has given me a second chance. And instead of a casual screw, I'll wait for romance. It is just as easy for me to close my legs as it is for me to open my legs. After all, for me, Jesus' blood was shed. And instead of his sacrifice being in vain, I will put away all guilt, hurt, and shame. So resist the devil and get your flesh tamed. And the next time before you think about doing it, girl, close your legs in Jesus' name. All right, now that's on page 146 in my book. Now, I want to welcome you and invite you to pick up the book, and you can pick it up at RachelMiller518yahoo.com or officialrachelmiller.com. Now, the second piece will be Close Your Legs, Man. Close Your Legs, Man. You know, I was thinking about what you said. What kind of man am I trying to get you in my bed? Who said there was a quota that you had to meet? I should be more careful not to spread my seed all over the street. We are not married, and we are not going to be. All I want is to get you between the sheets. Ladies, men have pain too, and they flirt. However, are they sexually promiscuous because of their past hurt? As you can see, this situation is not one-sided. The entire human race, both female and male, are morally blinded. Learn how to communicate with your mind, spirit, and your heart. Close your legs, men. Yes, you must do your part. Where are all those loving, kind, God-fearing, strong providers? Is it too much to ask not to ride her? but to stand beside her? Obtain some character and respect for women. Man up and be a man and give her more than your semen. God has that one for you that he has set aside. Close your legs, man, and in his word abide. When times get rough and you get that urge to go sow a seed, get by yourself and get on your knees and pray to the Lord, please. Help me, Lord, to see your way concerning my fleshly needs. I need your strength right now, Lord, because I can't see the forest for the trees. The next time is now. The time is now for you to close your legs and to seek God's face. This call is to you, men, and him take your rightful place. The next time you approach a woman, remember not to let your flesh lead you, but focus on God's Son. If you hold out and resist the devil, in time you will hear well done. So don't you beg, just close your leg and remember the blood for you that Jesus shed. Have no doubt and do not dread. Save yourself and stay out of those women's beds. I know you were told to sow your wild oats, but what they didn't tell you is that God is going to separate the lambs from the goats. Abstaining is a virtue for the body and the soul. It prepares you for a union that will make you whole. Judgment will come to your door if you keep tripping and lusting for more. Therefore, I urge you to turn and repent quickly before you become real sickly. And on your deathbed, you will lay. Guess why? All because you decided to do it your way. All right, now, I hope you guys have enjoyed that. I sure have enjoyed reciting it on today. I thank you for listening. And I wanted to say you can follow me on Twitter, and it's Close Your Legs 08, or again, Rachel Miller 518 Yahoo. You can drop me an email if you would like to get in touch with me, or go to officialrachelmiller.com if you would like to purchase a book, and the books are $15. God bless, and thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rachel. I really appreciate that, and I enjoyed that. So I'm going to have to definitely have you recite that at maybe one of the Meet the Authors events. Super excited. Now, next, we're going to have Tamara Washington. I hope I'm saying her name properly. Tamara, are you there? Awesome.
Yes.
Did I say your name right?
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Awesome. You have the floor.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Tamara Washington. I'll be reciting to you all two pieces from my poetic book, Tamara Washington, Behind Closed Doors. The first one is called The I Do's. It's for anyone that's married or anyone that desires to be married. Walking down the aisle, waiting on your bride, saying all those vows, not even knowing lustful love is not unconditional love. Saying the I Do's, not even knowing what you're getting yourself into. Telling her you love her. And she's telling you she loves you too. But neither one of you have a clue to whether or not it's even true. Until after the I do's, then you will see whether or not your love was really true. Because you never gave marriage a chance before the I do's. How can you be ready for marriage or tell her I do if you haven't even told love I do? How can you be faithful to her or faithful to him if you're not even faithful to love? How can you get down on one knee and propose to her but can't get down on your knees and ask God for her? How can you say yes when he proposes to you, but can't say yes to God when he's been with you through all your mess? But you can walk down the aisle and wait for your bride as she walks in that beautiful white gown, not even ready for one another's true ways, stress, pain, lies, broken promises, betrayals, I'm sorry, let down, unfaithfulness, disputes. I don't think I have to keep going. I think you finally got the clue. But oh, wait, let me guess. You thought marriage was fairy tale, right? Yeah, I did too, until I realized what was right and what makes marriage right are the things that don't seem right. If you would have said your I do's right, you'll understand everything you're going through. Before you say I do to one another, you need to say I do to the one that is taken for granted by me, you, another. So then he can show you what marriage really is by forgiving you over and over again, taking you back after all your unfaithfulness, loving you in spite of all your lies and broken promises, but yet still holding on to his promises, respecting and staying loyal to the vows that he made to you, that he would never leave you nor forsaking you. In spite of all the things you do, he will still continue to forgive and love you. So all your time spent married to him will show you what it will be like with the husband or wife that he sent to you. So when you walk down your aisle, and you wait for your bride to come down the aisle, you'll know exactly what you're getting yourself into. And everything after the I do's will not be a surprise to you, because you were prepared when you married the one that gave life to you and watched how he continuously forgave and loved you. Because before God made his vows to you, he did not have lustful love for you. He had unconditional love for you before he said, I do. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. I definitely thank you. My next poetic piece is called It's Time for Another Change. Black people, African Americans, blacks, what are we doing? I'm not talking about everyone, but as a whole, I am talking about the people of color. Harriet Tubman put her life on the line after going to a place that set her free, but came back to bring back other blacks. Rosa Parks went from the back of the bus to the front just to be kicked off the bus so that blacks could sit anywhere on the bus. Madam C.J. Walker made it possible that a person of color can become a millionaire, even if black was their color. Martin Luther King Jr. marched these cities, led the marches, and fought for freedom just so that we could see freedom. These blacks and many more sacrificed their life, time in jail so that we won't fail. They showed us unity, family, and true integrity. They showed us love, sacrifice, and loyalty. They had faith, they fought, and they died for our freedom and our liberty. Now switch with these great people of history. We have no unity. We have chosen to destroy our family. We have decided to get rid of our integrity and take advantage of our free ability. We don't fight to become great. Instead, we fight so we won't be great. We don't strive to make a difference. We sit and wait for one or two to make the difference. We don't strive to make this world a better place. Instead, it seems we're striving to be hated in this place. We don't go to jail for doing right or making this world a better place. Instead, we go to jail for killing brothers that are both black and white and special to somebody in this place. You would think now that we are free, we would be out of poverty. You would think after all they did for us to make us free because they didn't want us to experience what they went through with slavery, we would stop being selfish and appreciate the fact that because of them, we didn't go through slavery. They thought about us. They didn't think about themselves because they knew if they fought for freedom, they would not see the day it prevailed. But we don't think about them. We think about ourselves. And that's why we can take advantage of this freedom that was fought for by others that were not able to see it for themselves. Because if we thought about our fighters that fought a great battle, sagging the pants would not be an issue no matter. Blacks fighting and killing each other would not even be a part of statistics and existence. Blacks dropping out of school would not be a part of statistics. The percentage of blacks in jail wouldn't make sense because most of them, if not all of them, would be proven innocent. Blacks settling for less and becoming a slave to the government would not even be a factor because the majority would be successful and help the rest elite and guide them to success. If we thought about them the way they thought about us, no one in this world could defeat us. Because together we would stand, and we would know that divided we fall. So we would know together we would take freedom to an entire another level. And that would make us live for the people that fought but did not have a chance to see our freedom. So the least we can do is stop taking it for granted and appreciate our freedom. So let's make a change in our freedom. Let's walk with our head held high. Let's pull up our pants and walk like the greatness of men. Women, let's stop showing all of our skin and respect the beauty of the skin we live within. Let's get our high school diplomas and college degrees so that we can fulfill our needs. Let's stop disrespecting our females and treat them like beautiful and respectable queens. Let's stop downing our males and treat them like handsome and honorable kings. Let's stop calling each other out of our names and come to realization that we are all the same. Let's stop using the N-word and start using respectable and encouraging words. Let's stop using the word can't. Let's stand by one another and tell each other we can. Let's stop giving one another drugs and liquor and give each other a helping hand. Let's start respecting everyone and showing others we have integrity. Let's start striving to make our dreams a reality because guess what? Now we actually have the freedom and the ability. Let's start uplifting, motivating, encouraging, loving, respecting, and helping our people of color and everybody else that's not of the same color. Let's make our ancestors proud and treat our freedom like royalty. Thank you again. My name is Tamera Washington. You can find me on Facebook under Tamera Washington. That's T-I-M-E-R Washington. If you want to purchase one of the books, it is $20. You can just hit me up on Facebook, inbox me. And also, I just want to let you all know to be encouraged no matter what. Stay encouraged.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tamera. That was wonderful, powerful pieces. So I appreciate you. At this time, we're going to just take a quick little break, just so that everybody can just take a breather. And the next person that we're going to bring on after we get back is going to be my good dear friend, Rob Johnson. I'm looking forward. One moment. All right, you guys, that is one of my favorite instrumentals, and actually, I think the title of that one is I Love You, so I'm super excited. Next, we're going to have Mr. Rob Johnson. He and I have been friends for a very long time and excited that we are in the process of working on some things together. So, Rob, are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome.
Ready to go.
Have a floor, my friend.
Thank you very much. Hello, all. This is Rob Johnson out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm going to not give you a spoken word piece, but I am going to first start off with a snippet of my poem, Why They Call Us Nigger, that's in my upcoming book, The Journey Out of Hell. And then I'll be following that up with some spoken pieces of prosperity and encouragement from my powerful CD, How to Build a Prosperous Life, which sells on CDBaby.com and Amazon.com. So here goes the first piece on why they call us nigger. Why do they call us nigger? They call us nigger because they fear us. They call us nigger because they misunderstand us. They call us nigger because they want to be like us. And most of all, they call us nigger because some of us call us nigger too. Like I said, that's a little snippet of my book, upcoming, The Journey Out of Hell. And you can find that sometime in the spring of 2016. But right now I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some things that I found in my life that helped me get to a point where I can say I'm happy, and some research that I did from others that say they're happy. I'm going to start out with six principles that you can use to start building a prosperous and more happier life. Number one is decisions. I say decisions because if we're constantly making bad decisions and we're not trying to better the decision-making process, we're going to find ourselves in the same situation, bad situation that we're trying to get out of. So nothing starts, nothing good or bad is done without sound or bad decisions. So we must use decisions as a footstool to start living a better life. The next thing is goals. If we make better decisions, we can set goals for ourselves, or we can start watching our goals achieved by writing them down, putting them on the refrigerator wall or on the mirror in the bathroom or wherever you look at it every day. As you see your goals written down, you can cross each one off as you accomplish them. It gives us something to work towards and something to feel good about and something to look forward to every day waking up. You know, each day that you wake up out of bed, the first two things that come to your mind is, how am I going to choose to be this day? Am I going to have a bad attitude or am I going to have a good attitude? And what do I want to accomplish today? That should be the thought process. So when you wake up and you have negative thoughts or bad attitude, before you leave out of the house, make sure you change that so you can have a productive day. The next thing I want to talk about is family. If you have families, you know, whether it's your extended family or your personal, your immediate family with your husband, wife, husband, kids, you know, we got to treat our families better. We got to make sound decisions and set goals so we can have a better family life and a family structure. And it also helps us to deal with our extended family, whether it be our siblings, our cousins, our aunts, our uncles, or just people who we consider family, who we deal with on a daily basis, if it's your work family. We need to build better relationships, and we can do that by setting sound decisions, setting goals, and having love and knowledge of what family means to us. That could take us to our next level, which is love. If we set sound decisions and we make goals and we know how to love our family and we love ourselves, first of all. We have to know how to love ourselves so others can love us. We'll know what others love us, how that means to us and what that means. Because if we can't love ourselves, we can't love others, and we won't know what it is to feel like when others love us genuinely. You know, then that can take us to the next step, which is success. There's different levels of success. Some people feel as though success is always financial, but that's not the case, even though that's equated to how society wants us to feel and think. But success is on different levels. Success can be educational-wise, family-wise, spiritual-wise, mental-wise, or job-wise, what have you. Those are the different levels of success that we have. And like I said, I'm going to go back to start the process all over again. Decisions is the foundation. Love is another piece of that. Goals is a piece of that. Family is a piece of that. Love and success. And then if we meet those five elements, we can get to the point where the next step is the most important one, happiness. Happiness is so important. It's so easy to be caught up in our bad situations where, you know, life has dealt us a bad deal. I'm poor. I can't do this. I don't drive a nice car. I don't have a nice house. I don't have a husband. I don't have a wife. Man, why does my family treat me this way? Why do my friends treat me this way? And all of that can tear down on us and make us unhappy inside and make us depressed and fall victim to just negative spirits and negative thoughts of suicide or whatever, what have you. So happiness is the ultimate goal. So we set sound decisions, we make goals, we love our family, we love ourselves, we are successful in one area at a time, we can be happy and build prosperous and happier lives. And that has helped me get to the point where I am today, where I can speak to others and say, hey, if you follow the simple steps, it'll get you there. Because I was once suicidal. I was in a mental institution for 2 months, and I was deemed unreliable. The therapist told my wife that she was my girlfriend then, that she should run away from me far, because I'll never be better. I'll never be able to treat her right. And throughout the 18 years we've been together, it's been a struggle, but we got to a better place, and now we're happy together for one another and for the love of our son. So then also I want to talk to you about strategic spending. You know, we got to find better ways to say, man, I can never save no money, or I can't have no money. Think about the ways you spend your money. For example, if you eat out every day at work, you go to work 5 days a week or 6 days a week, and you eat out, say you pay $5 to $8, that's about $45 a week. Over a course of a month, that's $165 or $200. So you can use that for something else by putting it aside. You know, think about going to the grocery store, taking a lunch to work. You know, I'm not saying you're going to do that every day, but, you know, eat out once a week. Start small. Maybe eat out twice a week. Buy lunch twice a week or once a week. You will see how much you save or how much extra money you have to spend towards something else that really matters, like making someone happy, buying a gift for your kid, or going to an event that you really want to go to. That frees up that money. Or maybe just put it into a savings account or a CD where it can build more money. You know, those are some things that I learned over my life that I'm trying to get better with. I'm not all the way there, but I'm getting there. And I came a long way from where I was. So then also I want to talk about, you know, just loving your family and being positive at all costs. When negative thoughts come into your mind, procast those out and cast them away. Say, you know what, I'm not going to let the devil get to me today. I'm going to choose to be happy. You're not going to take my joy, take my pride. No, I came too far to get discouraged. And be patient. Wait on God to deliver what it is that you want, because he hears all. He sees all. He knows all. He knows our heart, our inner working. That's how he operates. But when you're in a negative spirit, he can't fulfill that, because you're taking your focus off of him and you're dealing and focusing on your situation. Everybody got hard breaks. Nothing comes easy worthwhile in life. Nothing comes easy. It's going to be hard work to get there. You may think about some of the stars that say, man, I wish I was them. You look at their success now, but you don't know what the process was for them getting there. Everyone looks at the product, but they don't want to look at the journey or the process. The process and the journey is what makes us, because when we get there, we'll appreciate it more, and we'll be more diligent, and we'll be wise with how we use it, because we know what the sacrifice was like getting there, and we know what it felt like to be at the bottom. So I'm not going to keep you too much longer, but I'm just going to say you can find me on Facebook, Rob Johnson. My telephone number is 414-316-8713. I'm available at any time. If I don't answer right away, leave me a message. I will get back to you. My email address is jrobertmasinmaryellisonlarry@gmail.com. I have that accessible to my phone. I respond to everything. And also, if you want to find me on a featured article that I did, Father's Voices, it's called newyoungfathers.com. You can find that article there. Or you can email me saying, I want to read it. I'll email you the article. that's helping fathers to become better fathers, because that's what we lack in the African-American community, especially, even though I know there are a lot of good fathers in the African-American community, but the media don't want to portray that. They want to show the ones that's not paying child support and not taking care of the kids. But there's a lot of good fathers, even the fathers that live in the hood or on the lower spectrum of the socioeconomic status, take care of their fathers, their kids, to work with them and talk to them and love them. But we need more fathers like that. So if you want to find that article, like I said, email me, jrobertml@gmail.com, 414-316-8713, Facebook, Rob Johnson. I'm more than helping for you. Hey, I'm all for positivity and look for everything. Once again, get my book on Barnes & Noble's, The Epitome of Defeat by Rob Johnson. My CD, How to Build a Prosperous Life, is on Amazon.com. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rob, for those positive words and encouragement. I really appreciate you, and thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Next we have, is it Aisha? Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Crystal.
Awesome. You have the floor, hon.
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Aisha Thomas. I do spoken word under the name of Empress, and I'm going to read two poems to you today, and thank you for listening. The first one is called Soldier. Stern, assertive, discerning, she burns with the fire that sheds light on the darkest hours. In stride, she manages not to panic when obstacles come haunting her, knocking at her door. Making ends meet when Benjamins roll over to Washington. Feeling like a ton is above her shoulders, but walking as if, guided by the wind. So untimely wise, and inside is a prize fighter who climbs higher, renowned writer. So many attributes she passes through episodes where passion rules and the truth takes her to a vulnerable place in her youth. Her composure is shaken. The evident, despite the truth of it, screams loud as the cathedral bell resounds. Upon the throne she faces the scorn of one who can feel the joys and the pains of the earth and its people. She weeps for the throes of those older. A soft spot does dwell in this soldier. Exterior strong, her heart seemingly colder, her armor brawn to protect this tender interior. Thankless jobs and economies down periods, holding her head above water, but downtrodden in spirit. But a smile across her face that shows a soul unbroken, unshaken from life's ways of trying to take, never taking a break, but shining like she made the day, creating balance in a life that nurtures her true way, going to battle an establishment she was once turned away, challenging the status quo, she fights neck and neck with the foe, combining characteristics from the highs to the low. She is, as you are, an infinite soldier. And I'm going to thank you, everybody, for listening. That was Soldier. I'm going to leave it at that and just let you know that I do have a 23-poem book on Amazon.com called Rhythmic Journey. And there's a new book that's coming out called Patchwork Tapestry that there'll be a whole lot of other poems in there. And you can also find me on Facebook under Empress Universal. And Take time and go and like the page. There'll be material uploaded there. And I want to just thank Crystal for having me today and everybody for listening.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Aisha. And you guys, I just met Aisha today at an event that I went to this morning. It's amazing. Networking is powerful. So, Aisha, thank you so much for your time, okay? I appreciate you.
Thank you, Crystal. Nice.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and nice meeting you. Next, you guys, we're going to have my niece, Tamaya Dejanay Reed. Tamaya, are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome.
Okay, as she said, my name is Tamaya Dejanay Reed. For one, unlike all the other speakers that you have heard, I'm only 17 and 16, and I do not have a book out. So the name of my poem is called What's Up With Society Today. What's up with society today? The killings, the stealing, the violence in school where children play. The drugs and alcohol is killing our soul, putting us in a world that's dark and cold. This society today just isn't right, changing us every day and night. This society is just plain messed up. People putting stuff in our drinking cups. People dying all over the place. People judging others because of their race. Kids all over getting high in school. Tell me what else can make this world so cool. Prices of stuff going sky high, but I really just want to tell them goodbye. What can make this society change? I don't know, but something needs to be rearranged. I also have a second poem that I'm going to recite, and I saved the best for last. I wrote this just this morning, not too long ago. And this piece is called It's What I Want. I want to dance with my family and friends underneath the sunset where true happiness begins, loving one another as if it were fate, something to be a part of and not forsake. I want to be able to make my dreams forever come true. Maybe that's why I work as hard as I do. I want to be loved by people who I can love back, those I can talk to about anything and everything, nothing I have to lack. I want the world to be violent-free because the things that go on is scary, you see. I want these killers to give up their killing lifestyle. I know they all went through something horrible as a child. I know they are taking all their pain and stress out on everyone, just trying to get it out and get their job done. Not thinking about the people that they have caused great harm. They didn't get a wake-up call. No one was warned. No one had their alarm. Let's all pray for Paris as they go through great loss, all the damage that was done by terrorists for what cause? I want everyone to just work together and be happy, you see. I know it seems like a lot that I want, but I'm not just caring for me. I was worried not to be a stubborn child and cared for others that I see struggling. I was raised to be a child of God so with my words, I stay hustling. I don't need weapons to speak the truth going on in the nation. Maybe if we all open our eyes, work together, we could build a new generation. And you can contact me at TamiyaReed@gmail.com. Tamiya is spelled TamiyaH. Reed, R-E-E-D, at gmail.com. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tamiya. That's my little niece, and she's been writing for a very long time, so I'm very proud of her. Good job. Next and last, we have my dear friend, St. Vic. St. Vic, are you there?
Hey, I'm right here.
Awesome sauce. St. Vic is actually a comedian and all that good jazz, you guys. So he's pretty good with what he do. So the floor is yours, St. Vic.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I've got to say I really thoroughly enjoyed all of you guys. Very, very powerful, very, very inspiring. And just got especially two small pieces I would like to share with you. And hope you all get something out of it. The first one to call is entitled I'm Hungry. Kind of a little funny, but hopefully y'all see the meaning of it through at the end. All right, and it's titled I'm Hungry. And it says, when I say I'm hungry, most people think I'm talking about a breakfast, lunch, or a dinner meal, something to satisfy my...
Okay, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to bring St. Vic back in, okay? One moment. St. Vic, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
All right. Now you in that bootleg phone. Go ahead.
You already know. I'm staying on top of the roof trying to keep everything going. You know, this cricket minutes, PCS, S&P.
It's all right here. Start over for me, okay, because it was getting good.
What? I ain't saying but two words, but it was good. All
right,
I'm glad.
I'm hungry.
I had to stop and go get some food. That's what I really had to go do, y'all. I'm done with my chicken wings now. I'm good. He's doing pretty good because I'm about to put this on speaker because, my big old cheeks, they be hitting my phone and I get excited. So I'm about to do this on speaker. I just want to make sure you can hear me
awesome.
Good.
Yeah, I can hear you good. You're perfect.
Okay. All right, fantastic. All right. All right, well, I'm going to start this over with. I'm going to put chicken wings down and I hope y'all enjoy this. Here we go. All right. All right, the first one is entitled, I'm Hungry. When I say I'm hungry, most people think I'm talking about a breakfast, lunch, or a dinner meal, something to satisfy my fill. Some people think I'm talking about a snack in the middle of the day, a Twinkie, Hershey's, or a Milky Way. See, when I say I'm hungry, I think about an overweight kid from the hood. Some remember him from the cartoon Fat Albert. He was a smart kid, but sometimes just misunderstood. When I say I'm hungry, hoagies, honey buns, cupcakes. Wake up in the middle of the night just trying to satisfy my appetite. Now I'm feeling the results of my mistakes. I should have wielded that willpower to turn down that last plate. When I say I'm hungry, Lord, I'm praying, Lord, that you pray my spirit that you alleviate. See, this stems from a diabolical fleshly negativity that we call gluttony of the flesh. But see, when I'm talking about it and I say I'm hungry, I'm not talking about that F-O-O-D, full of all those pesticides, herbicides, GMO, germicides, full of all those marinated germs trying to get up inside of me. But when I say I'm hungry, I'm talking about pulling away from the table because I serve a God that I know he's able. Able to do what, Vic? He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything I could think of ask. He gave me the discernment to see the fake people behind the mask. When I say I'm hungry, he gave me that knowledge and that wisdom. Now I have the zeal to do his will. He gave me that life purpose to fulfill that God-driven plan. He gave me the blueprint so clear that even a fool could understand. When I say I'm hungry enough to feel, Lord me, with your daily instructions to control my tongue when people start pushing my buttons. When I say I'm hungry, Lord, I have the giving guide for you to order my steps like a student in college trying to study those prerequisites. When I say I'm hungry, Lord, I just want to do your will, live your will, be that father, be that husband, be that man. That when I look back on my life, I see it was your footprints in the sand. And that's why I'm hungry. Thank you very much. I hope y'all got something out of that one. That's the first one. Thank you very much. Second one, I got one more. I got enough to do one more? Enough time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. The second one I have is this inspiration that I had I wrote this one a while back. It was my cousin and myself, and I actually did the whole second half, but it was just an empowerment we did together. All right. It starts going, head's bobbing, face popping like hot grease. I'm praising God because I got Jesus and I got peace. See, I believe the word of God, so I never doubt it. Walk it out, saints shout, now the devil pout it. See, hell is crowded, full of people that's all about it. But I strive to be God's man and proud about it. Hands in the air for Jesus, my price payer. I'm not a player, but I'm a prayer. See, ladies, I'm just the type of guy that warns my date. Don't think we're going to mate because I don't fornicate. That's how I do, Lord, always giving you praise. Thank God for this new system and praise. You see, from the fresh dew drops of the early morning grass, the devil is busy to bring up something from my past. But instead of feeling down, I keep my head high. I pray my knees to the flow. That's how I get by. I refuse to be a victim of another circumstance. See, Christ suffered. He bled. And it gave me a chance. That's why I'm always studying and doing what I should. Because I'm that chosen generation, that royal priesthood. See, when the enemy's attacking, throwing in the bomb, he said, test not my anointed and do thy prophet no harm. That's why I'm never down when the pressure comes through. Like that songwriter said, praise is what I do, so humble your faith and guard your heart tight. You may weep for a night, but joy come with the morning light. So make your promise to the Father, this is true. He'll do what he said, and what he said, he's going to do. And whatever you do, always fight the good fight. If the devil's still left, God will knock him with a right. So go ahead and rejoice because victory is won. Now praise God for Jesus, his only begotten son. Thank you very much. This is St. Vic, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed that.
Awesome, St. Vic. Can you tell the listening audience how they can reach you?
You all can reach me by Trailway or Lemon Pepper Chicken Wings anytime. Y'all get done and ready. I would love to, you know, just send them to me. I take them. But now, really, you can send me to thespiritoflaughter.com. TheFourManaQuest.com is also my website. We used to be doing comedy. I also have spoken word on there. But a lot of people doing social media, please check me out on Facebook. Facebook, my name is STVICK. Those are two words. That's St. Vic. STVICK. That's St. Vic. And you also find me on Twitter at The St. Vic. That's the whole word written out. THESAINTVICK. So that's STVICK on Facebook and The St. Vic on Twitter. All right. So y'all can do that. And also check out the website, thespiritoflaughter.com. It'll be up and running soon. So thank you so much for having me, Chris. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. And I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, all of you guys. So I am super excited. We had about 45 minutes, and I'm glad I went back and changed the time because we needed all of that 45 minutes. So that was awesome to say that we this is our first poem/poetry show, spoken word show. So I am excited about what's going to continue to happen. The show will actually be maybe about once or twice a month. And so, of course, you can always stay tuned on Facebook, social media. I'm always posting flyers and things of that nature. So I look forward to having you guys back on the show sometime in the near future. As far as announcements, the only thing I have today, pretty much, or actually tomorrow, I am going to be interviewing my girlfriend, Celinda Mumphrey, and she is actually one of the authors that's going to be she's going to be one of the authors at my Meet the Authors event, which is the next Saturday or this coming Saturday, November the 21st from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. We are going to start promptly at 5:30. We only have 2 hours, you guys, so that 2 hours go by really fast, and I want to be able to give both of the authors enough time to talk about their book, tell their testimony, open up the floor for questions and answers. And if you've missed the Meet the Authors event in the past, you guys, we have had so much fun and looking forward to the one on November the 21st. Again, that's November 21st, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Cat's Cafe, and that is 970 Piedmont Ave Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia. Zip code is 30309. The tickets are only $5, you guys. You can pay at the door, but if you would, if you could please visit the website, and you can pay online as well. Pay for yourself, pay for a friend. Please share my flyer. The website to get your tickets is www.meettheauthors2015.eventbrite.com. Again, the tickets are $5, and you can also pay at the door. But to just save me some time and all that good jazz, I would love for you to pay online if you are able to. Tell your friends, tell your family. And again, please tune in on tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time, from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I will be interviewing my girlfriend, Celinda Mumphrey, in her book that she wrote is called Heal Your Private Parts, or Heal My Private Parts. So I have the book in front of me. It's a wonderful read. So I look forward to having you guys tuning in on tomorrow for the interview with Celinda Mumphrey. I won't take up any more of your time. You have been awesome. Thanks again. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. And always know that I love and I appreciate your support. God bless you. You guys have a great one. Enjoy your Saturday evening.